Blog Talk Radio.
And marriage and things like that, people might know. And with the internet and people having mutual friends and stuff like that, it's a lot harder to fly under the radar the way you may have been able to do years and years ago. But that all depends on what your interactions are and who your social circles are, or I mean where your social circles are and things that, of that nature. So let's get into it. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun 752. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this each and every Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is a Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what the art? This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. How you feeling? How you feeling? All right. So, a bad track record on jobs, or should I say at work, and love. Let's talk about the bad track record at the gig. at the job, your place of employment, where you make a living, bacon factory. You know, there are plenty of people who have worked on jobs for years and they never get promoted. They hardly ever get raises. They don't get good reviews and things like that. And they wonder, well, how come such and such gets passed over me? How come such and such, you know, got this job? How come such and such makes this money? You know how it goes on jobs when you find out that somebody is making more money than you. And sometimes you find out that somebody who has a lesser position than you is making as much money as you, or sometimes more money, and you be feeling some kind of way like, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Such and such is a supervisor and they making more than me and I'm a manager. Well, where they do that? Well, how they do that? Well, evidently they do that here. And yeah, this is where they do that. This is where they do that. Hey, man, you will feel some kind of way about that. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you feel some kind of way about that? This is serious business. This is serious business. So, yeah. But it could be the things that you have done on the job that have kept you from moving up. You may do well enough at jobs, just well enough to keep your job. So, yeah, there may have been private conversations, professional conversations about you plenty of times. Like, yo, one more violation, one more this, one more that. Like, let's say it's something small that snowballs into something bigger. Like, you can't make it to work on time. This person never comes to work on time. They always late. Always late. It's to the point where they don't even call in to say that they're going to be late no more. We've pretty much accepted that when the time comes, they're not going to be here. So everybody's supposed to be at work at 7 a.m. We know that such and such ain't coming in here until 7:10, 7:15. And then they try to work until, let's say 4:30, you know, try to make up the time on the back end. Maybe sometimes they're able to do it. Maybe sometimes they're not. But nonetheless, you have decided that the rules of punctuality don't apply to you, or the rules of attendance don't apply to you. So you're always up against it. Always up against it. Definitely near being in deficit when it comes to your days off. Your PTO is, you use up all your PTO with the quickness. Now you're trying to use sick days for days that you need for personal days. Some jobs will let you do it, and some jobs won't. But nonetheless, that may be the thing that keeps you in the conversation of not being able to be relied upon, being inconsistent when it comes to doing a good job, and actually playing a negative part in employee morale, because other employees who come to work on time or come to work every day, they see you getting away with this kind of stuff and nobody seems to be disciplining you or caring that you do this, that, and the third. And it starts to affect everybody. And here you are wondering, dag, how come such and such got considered for that job and I didn't? Well, how come such and such is making more money and I'm not? I don't know if you've ever been on a job where people told you that you should be lucky just to be still working there. That's some nasty work. When somebody tells you on your job that you should be happy just to have a job. In other words, we could take you or leave you. We ready to drop you off. You know what I got in my drawer? A pink slip, and it got your name on it. Ready to go. HR is well aware of what's going on with us. And I got them ready to pull the trigger. Bow, 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 bow. Okay. So let me see what y'all talking about. Y'all seem to be talking about something. Okay, like you're safe. Okay. Okay, what we got? Sorry about the damage to your property, Care Bear. That's crazy. Okay. I'm glad y'all got that worked out. Care Bear says, if I know that you don't respect me, if I know that you don't respect time, I will avoid recommending you for jobs. Just in case you missed this comment, Omar, the bar record with jobs can affect your ability to move forward in a company, an industry, or even networking within your friend circle. That's true. That's absolutely true. You know, and then, you know, a lot of people want to blame their friends. You know, like, this is why you can't tell people your business or whatever, you know. Like, just because I did this over here don't mean I would do that over there. When the actual facts are, what you do over here and get away with will absolutely implore you to do the same things over there. The same thing. You're definitely going to do it. People do what works. They do what works. Why wouldn't you continue or you know, keep doing whatever is working? So they want to blame you because, yeah, I told them that, you know, I was getting signed in at my job. You know, somebody was signing me in on my job or whatever, even when I wasn't there or whatever. They was just helping me out. And now, you know, I lost the job. And it ain't even had nothing to do with that. But I let her know, or I let him know that, you know, what happened. And they got an opening at his job, and he's not letting me refer him, or he's not referring me, or so it's my fault that we know how you do on your job. And you have to let people know sometimes. Two people being on a hot seat at work ain't better than one. Two people being out of a job ain't better than one. And this ain't back in the day where you may have taken a chance on, you know, if you mistreat my friend. Hold on. What we doing over here? What I'm doing? Hold on. Hold on, Blog Talk. Speaking of Blog Talk, you know, y'all can call into the show. If you want to call into the show and give your 2 cents, if you want to offer your commentary, I welcome you to call in. And the number to call is area code 2-319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. You can call it to the show. If you want to ask a question, make a statement, tell a story, call bullshit, it doesn't matter. 319-527-6199. You could be live on the air. Your voice live on the air, live and direct. So, back to our regularly scheduled program. Yeah, people want to deflect from what they have done and their negative behavior. They want you to have total amnesia about what they have done as they continue to do the same things or follow the same patterns that they have followed that got them fired or got them demoted or got them in trouble or got them written up or got them suspended. Like, no, I'm sorry, you can't work at my job. You just told me that you told your boss off. Well, no, you can't tell my boss off, especially with my name being attached to getting you up in here. So what am I supposed to tell my boss? Yo, listen, consider my man for this job because, you know, like, first of all, he's a good dude. He's a good worker. He's very skilled. Plus, he had a family, man. You know, he got a family. He got kids. You know, behind on his bills. But, you know, the only thing about him, you know what I mean, he's a firecracker. And, you know, sometimes he's a loose cannon. And sometimes he goes, I can't tell nobody that. And me not revealing that. it's like putting myself in trouble because the things that I have to tell or should tell my job, if I refer you to my job, is that you are a good person, that you are a good dude, and that you, that you know, you are conscientious worker, that you work well with other people, that you work hard, and that you care, and that you're reliable, and that, you know, you would be an asset to the company. This operation needs you. That's what I need to be able to tell them. And if I can't tell them that in confidence, I'm not, no. Go let your cousin get you a job. He in the union. With the way you do, you are union ready. And shout out to my peoples. Shout out to my peoples who have gotten fired even though they was in the union. You know what you gotta do. Do you know what you gotta do when you, especially when you have a strong union? You a Teamster. Local this, that, and the third. You know, you belong to a union that goes to bat, they go to bat for their members no matter what their members have done. You don't know what you gotta do to get fired? Because it's all progressive discipline. Anything short of committing a mass shooting at work, they're going to fight for you. Well, yeah, he punched his supervisor in the face, but the supervisor, you know, had it coming. I have stood right there in arbitration where union reps have tried to clean that up. Having sex on the job, inappropriate relationships, videos, all kinds of improprieties, all kinds. So if you work for a strong union and you got fired, you need to be fired. You need not work again. And you know what else? You need to be out of work for a while because you need to do some soul searching. You need to do some soul searching. You're not the type of person that needs to get a job right away because it will validate whatever you did. You know how that goes, man. You know, we're going to talk about relationships in a minute, but y'all know, y'all have been in relationships where it's been kind of unhealthy. It's been kind of toxic. It's definitely lacked flow and harmony and the good things that being in a relationship is supposed to bring to you. And you know, as soon as a person gets out of a relationship like that, if they are able to jump headfirst right into another relationship, and it's like, see, I'm a good person. Or I'm so cute or handsome or whatever that, yeah, I'm always going to have somebody. I'm always going to be blah, 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 blah. They never learned their lessons. They didn't get the broken heart. They didn't have to take their bumps and bruises. They didn't have to pay their dues in relationships. And everybody has to pay their dues. Everybody has to take their bumps and bruises. Everybody has to go through that relationship ringer. And the more you avoid that shit, even though you foul, it says to the person who is foul that, yeah, I got it like that. But once somebody ain't fucking with you no more, they're not willing to put up with your shit, or they see through all your BS excuses, or how come, you know, you done been through 4 failed marriages and is looking for a fifth. You got individual kids and baby moms and baby dads all over the place. You just, your shit just, let me get this straight. You got 5 kids, 4 baby dads, and you ain't been able to net, you ain't even really been in a serious relationship with none of them. So you had 5 kids, by 5 dudes that you didn't even go with? Forget about marriage. We ain't even talking about that. You ain't even go with your baby dad? kind of things happen. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on by. Glad you came through. You know the boys fly. That's what's up, man. Let's see what y'all talking about. Man. Carol Chamberlain says, I won't recommend anyone for a job. I've been burnt before. Oh, because I've been burnt before when they underperform or don't report to work regularly. And you know, even though it's not all your fault, you know your bosses be looking at you like, and that's your man? How about this, Carol? They keep showing up late or they on borderline for no call, no shows, and they asking you like, do you have their number? Can you call them and see if they coming in? And you like, I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? And you called them. You ain't want to call them right in front of them. Like, you go to the bathroom, step away from the area for a minute. Like, yo, you know, you late or, you know, like, you should have been here like a half an hour ago. Are you coming? Like, is everything all right? Are you coming in? Oh, my God. I'm just waking up. Oh, shit. Can I still come in? Carol says, that's why more and more jobs require your fingerprint when clocking in and out. Yeah, so people don't clock you in and out. And I know people who still, even with the fingerprint, yeah. You listen, man, you build a better mousetrap, you get a smarter mouse. Remember, it was human beings that created the machines. So it's always going to be human beings who figure out how to trick it. It happens. Yeah, man, says, so I'm to blame for your poor work ethics? Brother from another, Mother Norris says, although he was my drinking buddy, I thought putting him on would be a good look. Boy, was I wrong. Carol says, they do everything they can to protect your job. You're talking about the union. So if you get fired, you are an ass. Especially if you work. Listen, I worked at University of Penn. The way that they fought for their members, I was like, third shift, baby. Working on third shift. Cats coming in there. This is before I worked here, but I heard all of the stories from people who still worked there when it was going down like that. You know how. People who witnessed all of the wrongdoing, they always try to act like the reason that they still work here is because they weren't doing the things that they saw, but they know in detail. They can describe in detail everything that they saw, everything that was going down. Like, yeah, man, people used to be bringing in blankets and pillows up in here. You know, I've seen people bring a whole TV in here. Come to work to go to sleep. Yeah, when the new management company came in here, you know, they shut all of that down. But people were still working there from that era. And people had not lost their jobs. They fought for them and won with the arbitration. Like, well, at the end of the day, still only a first warning. So that's a verbal written. A written verbal written warning. Like, don't you think we can bump this up? He punched his supervisor in the face. He should call the police. Well, he didn't call the police. As a matter of fact, our member called the police first. He punched the boy in the face and called campus security. And he who tells first, like I only punched him because he pushed me. So yeah, verbal written. Matter of fact, that supervisor gotta get canned. He's violent. He's violent. Our member doesn't feel safe around that supervisor. You mean the supervisor with the Flintstone lump in the black eye? Yeah. The one who, you know, Captain had it coming. That's his name. Captain had it coming. His name's Captain had it coming. 319-527-6199, y'all. 319-527-6199. But see, once you keep getting fired on jobs, once you keep losing jobs, and once you stop being able to find those decent jobs, those good paying jobs, something should kick in. Some kind of change your ways logic should kick in, but it doesn't always happen. Carol says, yes, Omar, I'm in the middle of your BS now, and I don't like it. I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're making me look bad. What up, 86 Media? Thanks for coming through. I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't care. I know I'm doing the right thing. Yeah, but when you keep losing, listen, man, when you got to be hungry for a while, when you got to be homeless for a while, when you got to be begging and borrowing money, when you need a lot of favors or whatever, after a while, it's going to start to kick in that, yeah, I got to change something. But it doesn't happen like that for everybody. Listen, you know, like, I don't want to give y'all too much of what I know, but I'm going to give y'all some of it. Especially after the pandemic, so much has changed on these jobs. These people don't want to work. The entitlement of some of these people, you see why some of them work for temp agencies and things like that. Can't really keep a job. And then you wonder, because you may know a person from your family or, you know, just in passing or being a friend to them, and you might be okay with how they are, but you don't know how they are at work. Well, let me tell you something. If you know how a person is at home, then you know how they are at work for the most part, except for the people who are smart at work and they know how to code switch. So you might be a raving maniac, an off-the-wall ratchet crazy person at the crib, but at home, I mean at the job, you switch into your Superman uniform or your Clark Kent. Which one would be better? Would it be better to be Spider-Man at work or Peter Parker? Remember, Peter Parker and Clark Kent had jobs. They had regular jobs. All right? I was getting ready to say that, you know, their jobs were secure and all of that, but Peter Parker, didn't it always seem like he was about to lose his job? Because his boss was constantly yelling at him. And what was his boss's name? What was his name? He was a yelling-ass boss. You know, those bosses back then would have never made it today. Hey, I'm just going to call you Bangladesh because I can't read Arabic, so I don't really know what your name is. So good. J.J. Jameson. Thank you, Nars. Yeah, he was always yelling at Peter Parker. So I don't know if Peter Parker was always on the hot seat, you know, just about to get fired. But, you know, he got yelled at a lot. The EEOC would be all over you now, all over J.J. Jameson nowadays. Like, yo, you cannot talk to people like that. HR would be on fire. On fire. Carol says, some people never change. It's in their DNA. It's true. You take yourself everywhere you go. So if you was bad on this job, you're going to be bad on the next job. You're going to be bad on the next job until somebody makes you suffer for the things that you do and the way that you are. Somebody has to step in. Some set of circumstances have to present themselves in order for you to improve yourself. And it happens sometimes. But your reputation is going to precede you. When you can't go to nobody on your... Man, I'm going to tell you. When you have to go to your coworkers in order to get a reference because you can't go to your boss. Like, no, they ain't, I can't get no reference. They be hating on me. Like, okay. I don't care what has ever happened or transpired on any job that I've ever had. I was always able to go to whoever my superior was and get a good recommendation or reference. Always. Always. 100% of the time. Even if I didn't want their reference, I could still get it. And it was always a good reference, too. So when you got to go to the person that you worked right next to and ask them for a reference, now that it's still a professional reference, but it's not as valid. You know, you going to make them lie and say that they was a supervisor or a manager or a team lead or something like that. Because they know other employees look out for employees. Like, yeah, I got you. I'll give you a good reference. You can use me as a reference, but you can't go to your manager. You can't go to the owner of the company. You can't go to your supervisor. Like, nope. Nobody with authority will co-sign for you. How you going to get co-signed when you got fired? Now, there can be different reasons that people change jobs. You can change jobs because, you know, the working conditions aren't good. The pay really just isn't what you thought it would be. Maybe you had a timeline in which you thought that you were going to move up and increase your pay and things like that, and it didn't work out. But to expect those things to happen within like 90 days, 180 days, which is 3 months or 6 months, like, that's a little soon. Like, you might come onto a job and be a superstar out the gate. I've seen it happen. I've done it myself. But they already signed you up for this amount of money. You think they wasn't dying before you came on the job. You're just doing a good job for now. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have what it takes to do a good job after that probationary period or whatever. You got to have endurance. You have to have endurance. Nora says, I just thought about a daylight line. People go through pain and still don't gain. You know, daylight used to be kicking some. I mean, they was rest in peace. What was it? Pastor New? No, True God? No, the one that died, Dave. Rest in peace. Daylight was always deep. That's why I always liked them. What's up, Tails? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. People go through pain and still don't gain. It's true. Sometimes you have to be taught a lesson or made to learn a lesson because you might reject the teachings. So sometimes somebody has to make you learn the lesson, even if it's not a person that makes you learn the lesson. It's just life circumstances. You know, karma start coming down on you. Murphy's Law start coming down on you. You ain't able to wiggle your way out of this, weave your way through it. You ain't able to have somebody just rescue you. Batman ain't you know, Batman is Bruce Wayne right now. He can't jump in the Batmobile and then Robin on vacation. Like, yo, we can't be saving the world right now, especially him. Can't do it. So job after job after job, failure after failure after failure, suspension, write-up after write-up after write-up, and suspension after suspension after suspension, suspension. And all you got to say is, well, they ain't going to be talking to me any old kind of way. You know, they ain't going to be disrespecting me and, you know, talking all this shit to me. So it's always somebody else's fault. Always somebody else's fault. And that's your track record right there. Your track record is that it's always somebody else's fault. It's always somebody coming at you. It's always somebody violating you. It's always, you know, them hating on you. They just always trying to get you up out of there. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. He's telling me to change his ways. You take yourself everywhere you go. And nothing speaks louder in your ear than failure. Because nobody wants that on their resume. Speaking of resume. Yeah, because your resume is your track record. So if you are seeking out jobs where you have to send in a resume and or a cover letter, they're looking for a profile. And when you stand before an HR rep or a recruiter and they start asking you questions about the gaps in your employment, there's a reason they're asking you that. You know, like you worked for 7 months in 2019 and then you didn't work again until 2021. Well, that's an easy one. Well, yeah, right around the time of the pandemic, it was hard to find a job in my industry. And so that's why I didn't work again till 2021. Yeah, you can do that for that pocket of time. But when they see that, okay, you worked for 7 months in 2019, but you also only worked for 5 months in 2018. Now, it looks like you worked for a year and a half from 2016 to 2018, but there's a lot of gaps in your employment. And they want to know about those gaps because they know. When you are unable to hold a job, there's a problem. There's a problem. And plus, they want to hire people for the long haul. When the jobs hire you, when companies hire you to make money for them. So they want to be sure that they hire people who are going to make money for them for the long haul. They're not a temp agency. They're not talking about some 3 months to hire, 6 months to hire. What's going on, Morpheus Periwinkle? And let's see, what's that? Stacks, right? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate y'all. Harry says, "What's up, nice chain? Appreciate that." They must have thrown me in the algorithm today, because you know, y'all know how this goes. They must have thrown me in the algorithm. I get to be in the algorithm today. Go me. But anyway, yeah. They look for the gaps in your employment. But because they know if you can't keep a job and you can't provide good references to, you know, to explain why you haven't worked or how come you've changed jobs so frequently, they know what's up with that. They know. And they're going to ask questions about it. So, you know, your track record says a lot about you. What other employees have had to say about you, other companies have had to say about you, and just the way you are. And a lot of, you can find out a lot about a person in an interview. You start asking them questions about, well, you know, like when you are working in a specific industry, you can ask certain questions to see if a person knows anything about the job that they are applying for. So if they're trying to break into a new industry or this new job field, you're going to be able to ask a couple of questions. For example, I've had to hire people who were floor techs before. So I'm asking them questions that if you've done floor care work before, then you should definitely know. So I ask them questions like, okay, have you burnished the floor before? And they're like, what's burnished? You mean like buffing? I'm like, okay. You've done some stripping and waxing. Yeah, I've stripped and waxed floors before. So I'm like, have you done it by yourself? Like, would you be able to take, let's say, square footage of, let's say, 15 by 25? Would you be able to strip and wax that floor by yourself? And what would be the technique that you would employ to do it? Like, eyeballing it. Like, what would you do? What would you do first? Now, I'm looking for him to say things like, well, I would remove first thing I would do would be to remove all of the baseboards. Like, you know, how you have to, a lot of companies and offices, they have the fake baseboards. It's really just a piece of rubber that goes around the perimeter of the walls. Anyway, you know, I'm looking for him or her to know these things. And if they don't know these things, then they're not a floor tech. They may have done floors with somebody before, but they're not a floor tech. They're looking for on-the-job training. They're not the person that we need. So, but you're going to be able to see whether they are being truthful, whether they really are ambitious or whatever. You get a pretty good sense of who a person is and what they are trying to do when you interview them, if you know what you're doing. And anybody who interviews people should know what questions to ask. Some people really slack on it. I've seen some people get hired and I was like, you could tell they was desperate for some people. Okay. All right. So, but yeah, your reputation is going to precede you in a lot of areas. A lot of times, if you have shitted on every job that you've ever worked on, it's going to show. It's going to show by your inability to be able to get another job or get better jobs. So whereas you were making, maybe you were making high five figures or six figures before, now you in the mid five figures and you can't seem to get above it. You can't seem to get above it. Oh boy. So yeah. Bad track record on jobs. Let's get into the whole relationship thing. Bad track record on jobs and in love. Unlike jobs, your bad track record in love or in relationships may work out a lot differently. But one thing will be true, that just like on jobs, you take yourself and your behaviors everywhere you go. So if you're bad over here, you're going to try to be bad over there. It's like a habit, but it's a habit based on your success or failure to be able to do it. You know how people say, well, yeah, you will be the way that you are until you meet the one who will implore you to change yourself, to do better. Yeah, till you meet the one. And I believe that that's true. However, it may take a while before that happens. It may take a good while before that happens. So let's say if you're violent in your relationships, you don't know how to keep your hands to yourself. You got anger problems and you don't know how to deal with your frustration, your anger and your disappointment without putting your hands on somebody. Well, you know that carries over from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship. You're not going to stop that until somebody stops you. Or until you see a better way. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see me some you. And also, just a normal guy. Thanks for coming through. I appreciate y'all. And Bass Bolio, 45. Wait. Bass Bolio. My bad, man. If I'm saying your name wrong, I appreciate it. And Geode. I don't even know how to pronounce that. I don't like to mess up people's names. But thanks for coming through, y'all. I appreciate it. But yeah, if you're a violent person in relationships, if you are an abusive person, if you're a mentally or emotionally abusive person, you're going to carry that from relationship to the relationship to relationship to relationship. It's going to be hard to escape it. Why? Because it's been working for you. And more than likely, you're going to blame the other person. Yeah, well, it was because they did this or they did that. But it's you who's carrying this energy from relationship to relationship, from person to person, from love to love. And you may not be the type of person that's able to carry a relationship. This is the internet. You know, you have plenty of internet dating. You have all of these social media sites. And it's an easy way for you to be able to hook up. You can find somebody to hook up with. So you might be the type of person that dives face first, head over heels in love. Just dive right in. Oh, I met this person. I met this girl. She's the greatest. She's the top of the world. And when I see her, I be seeing wedding bells. I be hearing wedding bells. Yo. And I can tell that we gonna be together for the rest of the life. Yeah, that's my girl. That's my wife. But that's how I felt 6 months ago. She did a whole 360, yo. She just changed up on me, went in another direction, couldn't even give me an erection no more. Yo, the hell with that whore. I'm going to get me a better love for sure. So in 6 months, you change your stance, you got another person that you want to dance with? That's a little suspect. Coming at her neck. What's going on, Ming? Ming says, free Palestine. I agree. And she also, well, I don't know if it's a he or she. But the person says, only God picks your soulmate. And they say, I can't rap. That's cool. And so Joan says, this is my work. This is my work wife. We only friends. We only friends. Oh, okay. So, but yeah. If you carry that same energy, that same negative energy from relationship to relationship to relationship, it's you. But if nobody ever charges you with being the person that caused these problems for yourself and for anybody else that's involved, then you're going to continue to do it. People do what works. People do what works. Whatever works for a person, they're going to keep doing. So if it keeps them out of trouble, if it puts money in their pocket, if it fulfills them in some type of way, if it makes them feel good, you're going to do it. Why wouldn't you do it? It works. The problem becomes that negative things sometimes work for certain people. The negative things work. So, hurting people works for some people. Deceiving and stealing from people works for some people. Well, you know, if they ain't have the money to give, then I wouldn't have been able to get it for them. Plus, they a sucker. Plus, the way they got the money was wrong. So I'm like Robin Hood. I steal from the rich and give to the poor. Poor little old me. All right, I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller on the line with the last numbers 4215. Let's bring them on. Okay. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Yo, I just want to see if the line was still was back up and running. Yo, what is up, my man?
We are here. And I hear you loud and clear, and I know everybody else can too.
Bet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's been a long year.
It has.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, topic. Okay.
You know, we're talking about bad track record and love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think on the job side, you know, we're all going through where, you know, how where people just can't keep one or just, you know, go through whatever. Yeah, I mean, I know I for myself, I can say, see, I've never had a job for longer than 4 years, if that long. Because be it, you know, another opportunity or ethics, you know, between the two, you know, I was transitioned onto something else, which that, I guess that sort of like enhanced my skills, I think. So it's, you know, it may look good in some aspects, bad in the others. So I guess that's where sort of like where credit plays a role too. Like being, you know, when it comes to being a, you know, going to apply for jobs too, which I didn't realize how significant credit was until, you know, in recent years, because, you know, some of us have not been taught the significance of credit and all that stuff until later on anyway.
Man.
They didn't teach us that in school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are.
Credit is one of those things that you really don't understand how important it is to keep it in good standing until you can't get it. You know what I mean? You know, when your track record of not paying people, not paying bills on time, when it starts to inhibit your ability to be able to buy a car or buy a house or secure a loan or whatever. Yeah, it's the reality of how you have spent your money or handle your finances starts to come into question. And so you either do something about it, or that's just the way it's going to be for a while.
Yeah.
But I don't, think I'm 4 years on a job. I think that's long enough. But you talking to me. I think it's long enough because in 4 years, I think that that's enough time for you to either decide that that's where you want to be, need to be, should be, or if it's time to move on. Because with these companies, you get the majority of the money that you're going to get up front. Because once they get you in the company, you don't move around. You don't move up as much as you used to be able to do back in the day. Back in the day, there were lots of opportunities for advancement. Nowadays, it's not so much. It's just not the way it used to be. They want to give you a 35-cent raise. Yo, it's crazy out here.
The crumbs, right?
Yeah.
With the way inflation has gone up, yet people are still not getting, you know, they're getting paid less, more in a sense, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Hey, man, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But if while you're on a job, it should always be like an interview or practice for the next job that you're going to go on. Because you don't owe any company years until retirement. You don't owe that. That's a choice for your end.
So yeah, trade our time for money, yeah.
So you make that decision. But it has to be a financial decision and a life decision for you. You don't just stay on a job.
Exactly.
You know, they be talking about job loyalty. Like, what? you know what, man?
Yeah,
I worked on a job before. I worked on a job before that required you to give them 45 days notice before you quit. 45
days? Oh, really?
Days.
That's new.
And he was so petty. He was so petty, he would find out where your next stop was and present that contract to them. He's made people come back to the job and finish out that 45 days. If that ain't the craziest thing I ever heard of, what could be? Why would you want somebody to
Whoa.
Come back and work for a job that they tried to leave? Like they're going to do a good job for you.
Much less, why would I even sign such an agreement even before starting that job? That's a red flag coming in the gate.
Because they didn't, it was like a fine print thing. So you didn't know that, you know, that packet they be having, you don't be reading all that mess. But guess they hit
right.
that packet like 45 days. Man, you crazy. That is off the chain.
Yeah, to be at the bottom of that fine print like a Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory where you got the magnifying glass reading it. Yeah.
Yeah. But on a relationship side of things, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think about people who so-called – okay, now it's one thing to talk about people who have never been married or who have been married multiple times or whatever, but your experience is your experience. So – my focus is more like how close were you able to get to the people that you have been in relationships before? Because to me, and I'm just saying it for me, that's more of a barometer of where you are as far as being a good mate or not, you know? So I'm like, if you can't stay in a relationship for, I don't know, especially at my age, man. Listen.
Right.
You know,
right.
if you can't eke a year out, like, come on, man, you should be able to eke a year out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you've been in multiple relationships in one calendar year, it's like, well, what you doing? You know what I mean? You ain't out here dating like a 20-something-year-old?
Yeah, I found out that a good 12-month period is a plenty of time to see how the roller coaster is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as to see how somebody is and how they act and react, or or don't act. You know, and
mm-hmm.
seeing how far they go as far as like how the words and actions match. You know, sometimes I caught myself, you know, being over analytical, but at the same time, remembering what was said and then seeing how people can retract, you know? So it's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, why is this happening when, you know, okay, well, I'm not going to be overzealous and start asking 20 questions. I'm like, no, I'm just going to sit back here and just pay attention and see what becomes of it. And
mm-hmm.
sure enough, to see if, you know, if another opportunity has arisen for the other person and they're not forthcoming, you know, that sort of tells me right there, like, okay, well, better that I observe it now instead of later,
mm-hmm.
you know, within the first inside of a 12-month period, because, you know, when we talk about longevity, you know, we'll see how consistent somebody is, you know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, for me, that's just sort of like, I got a refresher course, you know, it seems like we learn the same lessons in different ways with different situations, you know?
Yeah.
As far as what's the one I want to say the best? I sort of mentioned basically how silence can be the loudest voice. That's one thing. What is it? I lost it. Basically, I don't know. I'm still bugging out about being back on the line right now.
I know, right? Like, this thing actually works. But to try to get you back on track, like, okay, so if we're talking about your track record when it comes to love or whatever, like, do you think that the habits that you display in one relationship carries over into the next relationship? And do you think that it takes longer or shorter for people to see that you know, the way that you are? You're like, do you think that it takes a long time, or do you think that your quote unquote representative leaves the building really fast and you start being or showing, you know, who and what you are? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think that, wow. You mentioned the representative. I think that, I don't know if I'm going to answer directly, but the trust wall can become a little taller during,
okay,
you know, situations like that, you know. I guess I, for one, and one for that, I'm really particular. And, well, I guess when we get to a certain age, there's some stuff we're just not going to tolerate, you know. So I, with that wall, sometimes I can be, you know, I can blind myself to not being, you know, to not being as open-minded as I like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I like to believe myself to be, as opposed to the outgoing representative that I really believe that I am. You know how, when things are going good, you know, before things start happening, and, you know, again, the real person, you know, the representative walks out. And it's like, okay, what did I stick myself into? And heaven forbid that let there be a offspring produced behind all this, and you stuck, and then you still, and here you are with somebody who's like overbearing and all that, and drama starting, and not letting you go when you already moved on, type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about another scenario with somebody else, but
yeah,
I don't know if I answered the question though.
I think you did. The thing is, you know, the track record that you display in relationships also has to meet up with the track record that whoever you are going into a relationship displays too. So, mm-hmm, you know, if they have a poor record, or not necessarily poor, but let's say, you know how nowadays a lot of people are really, you know, quick to cut people off or to terminate a relationship, mm-hmm, because they may have been so relationship scarred and hurt and beat down that they want to avoid the pain, frustration, sadness, and hurt of being, you know, being let down again or being disappointed again. So
that's why I brought up that trust wall. Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. So they may be running a track record nowadays of running instead of sticking it out, or instead of planning. Mm-hmm. Instead, you know, maybe they're putting all of the onus of doing the work in a relationship on the people that they are getting into a relationship with. So it may sound selfish, but they may be obligating somebody to treat them well and to show them that they're worthy and to, you know, basically ingratiate themselves to them instead of doing the things that will attract people, that will excite people, that will interest people, and that will bring the two of you together in a way that cements your relationship, you know. So being hurt can screw up a whole lot of things in the way that you do things.
Your track record now
can be that you just have all of these lofty expectations, but you're not really delivering anything.
Oh, yeah. come, like coming to the cookout without no plates.
Yeah.
Or with just plates.
Yeah. So yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. But your track record and love will show you. It will show you who you are through the times when you are lonely. And there's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Being
you
lonely,
know?
Yeah.
Being alone might be something that you need on a regular basis. But being lonely is probably something that nobody wants a part of. No.
Oh, well, man.
That's
yeah, of course, you know, being alone, that's where we can think the clearest, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That is if we're comfortable listening to ourselves, you know?
You know, a lot of people are not, you know, sometimes when people are alone, their truth starts to speak to them.
Yeah.
The truth inside of them starts to talk loud. Like, yo, you know why?
Yeah.
You know why shit is going the way it's going, right? Like, what's going on, right? So they'd be like, no, I got to get around some people that's going to distract all of this. I need a beer. I need a joint. I need, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I need something.
Yep. Like, distract me from me.
Yeah. this truth-telling motherfucker over here, he a pain in the ass. Yo, he only come when nobody else is around. Here he come. You know?
Yeah.
Bebopping down the street.
Stevie Wonder skeleton.
Right? So if you go to relationship, if it doesn't kick in at some point where you say, you know what, man, you know, maybe I should have done this better, or I could have done this better, or maybe I flew off the handle here, or maybe I wasn't patient enough there. Maybe I didn't listen all the time and I talked too much. Maybe I went into it expecting something that I didn't want to deliver or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what has to happen in order for you to come to those conclusions is that you probably have to still want the person that you broke up with. If that's not the case, then you may feel validated from going from one to the other to the other
one to the other.
To the other.
Yeah, again, yeah, running for me type of thing.
Yeah, and it's it may be impulsive to run from yourself, but it ain't easy to do.
Nope.
You will catch up with you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You will catch up with yourself, like.
Oh man, just as sure as you look in the mirror.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
No doubt.
Just like my dad said, you can't run from you can't outrun yourself. You take yourself wherever you go. So wherever you have been, that's your track record.
Your
track record. So until you change until you change what's going on the inside, the outside is going to remain the same. So you're going to go from failure to failure to failure or ineffectiveness, because a lot of people can't deal with the fact that they failed, but they may be able to deal with being ineffective. Like, I didn't get what I wanted. I didn't fail, but I didn't affect change or exact change.
Yeah, what can I do different? No doubt.
Yo, Carol, do your thing. I gotta tell Carol to do a thing over here. You know, do a moderator job because it's getting interesting. Evidently, they didn't let us in the algorithm today. They didn't let us in the algorithm today. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but a trolling party.
Who is it? This Miss Seven Kids? Is that what she's doing? Oh, okay. Go ahead, Carol.
Like, I ain't even mad at it, right? You know what I mean? Like, yo.
Yeah.
Pew,
man.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. But as far as like how people, you know, if people learn or not from their position. Yeah, that's funny. As far as people not learning from their mistakes, you know, that pain still going, that De La Soul line. It's real interesting to see how if somebody can still be the same to a certain, basically they haven't grown any different from okay, I'll go with my situation.
Mm-hmm.
This person, she has not changed. She's no different than what she was over 20 years ago when I met her, and that's really sad. I mean,
yeah.
The same consequences happening over and over again, and, you know, to look at somebody like that's like, okay, well, I know that I'm not that bad, but am I on a certain circle that's keeping me stuck in a certain zone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not so much that "see, I told you" type of thing, because you know people gonna do what they're gonna do anyway.
Uh huh.
The question is that something I want to put up with? Is that something I want to be like? Is that something I want to do? You know,
yeah.
Because time goes by way too fast, and here we are, you know, and to not somebody said once, be kind to your older self today. And that's so profound right now. As I look at where I am right now, it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I guess I am. I'm more kinder to myself today than I was before. However, though, I know that in my mind, I knew I had to take care of myself somehow, you know, to where if I, you know, to get to where I am today, it's like, I might not have been here, you know, so things did change.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everybody can't walk along this journey with me to see it through. So. Okay.
You can't take reasons and seasons. Reasons and seasons.
Yep.
Everybody can't go.
Yep.
The direction
yep.
that you're going towards,
right.
Everybody can't go. You know, they may go with you in your heart, but physically they may not be
yeah.
able to go, and mm-hmm. and collectively they may not be able to go. Like, listen,
you always have a place
have
in
a
my heart. You always have a place in my heart, but not in my life.
Listen. You can get into my heart for free. You know what I mean? But to get in my life, you got to have that wristband. I need the wristband. You ain't got the wristband, baby. Nothing. Listen, and there ain't nothing I can do. I put it under the black light. I ain't seen nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me get
your wash off?
Out of here. Huh?
That's there. What, that stamp watch off?
You know. The jaw. Put it under the black light. You don't see the jaw.
Yeah.
But let me get ready to get on the body here, my brother, man. Listen, I appreciate you calling
okay.
in, making sure that we still straight.
Yes.
We will be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. So I hope I see
cool.
you again. It was a pleasure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, y'all, I hope y'all making it good with that snow over there, too.
Oh, we good. Yeah. You know, now we got to deal with the cold and the ice. I know you know all about that.
Yeah.
I've been to Ohio
oh, yeah,
before.
No doubt.
Yeah. That thing is cold.
No doubt. Well, all right, man. You know, we'll get back, man. Much love to you. And, you know, hey, until the next one.
Without a doubt, man. One love.
All right.
All right. Good convo. Well overdue. That's right. On the weekends, man, we back on the Blog Talk side. You know, we got a chance, you know what I'm saying, you know, to have people call in live, and that was a beautiful thing. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, thanks for coming on through. Peace be still, Carol Chamberlain. Yeah, I see you let off on him. Bow, 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 bow. Yo, man, thanks for everybody who came through. Yo, make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it. Emily. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. January 20th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Keisha Smith, turning 46 years old today, and Brittany Candy Robinson, turning 34 years old today, and E.I. Johnson, turning 44 years old today, and Gwen McIntyre, no relation. But what up, cuz? Happy birthday to you, and also Tierra Gandy, turning 36 years old today, and Joan Pendergrass, happy birthday to you, and Inez Murdoch, turning 41 years old today, and Shanique McLean, turning 33 years old today, and Erica Harrison, happy birthday to you, and Stephanie Wooten, turning 52 years old today, and nice, pretty, turning 36 years old today. By the way, this is the first day of Aquarius. We're on the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius. And also Tyrone Williams, turning 54 years old today, and Ann Coley, happy birthday to you. I guess it's Kylie. And last but not least, my cousin, my favorite cousin, hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Milltown, stand up all day, every day. My cousin Emmanuel Gaines, affectionately known to all his friends and family as Rennie. Cousin Ren, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and each and every person out there born on this glorious, I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious, glorious January 20th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, your track record goes everywhere that you go. You can't speed it up, can't make it go slow. You take yourself everywhere you go in life. So whether it's stress, depression, or strife, you got to work it out. You got to get better. You got to heat up your life like a sweater. And I'm talking about fuel. Don't be a fool. You got to make sure that you put in enough fuel to be able to... Yo, man... Whether you're talking about at work, the things that you've done are the things that you're going to do. And until you are ready to change your life and go and take things in a different direction, then whatever you have done before, you will follow you wherever you go. So if the things that you have done are filled with regret and shame, there ain't nothing worse than regret and shame. Regret and shame will engulf you. It will permeate you. It will get all up inside of you and be like, yo, it's me, regret and shame, here to remind you of all the bad things that we've done. And that's on the job side. On a relationship side, it's more personal. On the job side, you know, jobs come and go. They was making money before you. They're making money after you. You know, there's really, it's a business thing. It's business, not personal, even though it feels personal when they fire your ass. But when it comes to your relationships, you have affected that person directly. So they can always say, you ruined my life. You messed things up for me. You promised me things and didn't deliver. You broke every bond that we had. Every step you take and every move you make, every bond you break, every single day I'll be watching you. And other people are watching you too. Other people are watching you too. You can tell a lot about where a person has been and how they've been, where they have been, by the way that they start to get comfortable around you. It ain't hard to tell. It ain't hard to tell. It may not make you or break you in the immediate sense, but you know, once you start developing a pattern of not being able to hold on to the things that you want to hold on, something needs to kick in eventually. Listen, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow with another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So make sure y'all come on through. We'll be here 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like between 1 and 1:30. Y'all know how we do. But we'll be here guaranteed. Guaranteed. So listen, I said, Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.